Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For about 10 minutes, we're going to have a gentleman who was kicked out of a Texas voting booth for wearing a pro-Second Amendment shirt. The Austin police chief's going to be in studio talking about, do we have the right to refuse any order of a police officer? Well, the Supreme Court and state courts have always said we do, but the police say we got the guns and you don't. This is the New World Order, so I'm always very interested in the fact that he's willing to come in here and get chewed on, but we look forward to that coming up. Also coming up, NATO responds to Russia mobilization over Ukraine. Confirmed Fukushima radiation reaches west coast of Canada. That is just some of what is coming up today. Right now, let's go to Hiram, I believe you pronounce it, in Puerto Rico. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you for about maybe a month or two. And, boy, I see a pattern. I don't know if I'm being paranoid, but I call from Puerto Rico, and I see the government-run healthcare and the militarized police. We've been having that since the early 90s. So when I first saw, like, the outrage about the militarized police, I didn't really get it. But I guess we've been conditioned to that for decades already. And I don't know, even the Agent Orange back in the day, they tried it here first, Monsanto, they ran tests. I'm not very informed. I've been awake only for like 6 months after Snowden revelations.
You're informed. Look, it's an illegal spying takeover. It's a criminal government mobilizing paramilitarily against us. And they're getting armored vehicles, you name it, lining up. Setting up an epic police state, and then again, training that the number one enemy is gun owners and patriots. Go ahead.
I'm not a gun owner, but I have to tell you, here in Puerto Rico, we have one of the strictest gun control policies you can ever find. I remember my dad back in the 80s. He needed to wait for like a year or over a year to get a revolver, a 38 caliber revolver. So most law-abiding citizens, they either, you know, have a gun or they don't. But, you know, actually, I lost 4 friends of mine last year. None of them was killed by a law-abiding citizen gun owner. So I don't think that's going to work. Like, straight
sure. Well, I mean, it just, the system knows not letting the general public have guns turns you into Chicago or New York, murder capitals, or Mexico. It's because it's a criminal instinct to disarm the slaves. And that's what's happened.
And the other thing I had, I noticed that yesterday you were talking about over-feminized little girls and the estrogen mimickers and all that.
Yes.
And I noticed, like, we usually take pride on that, but, like, little girls here, you see, like, 8-9-year-old girls with breasts and, like, you know, overdeveloped bodies. And we always take pride in that, but I don't know. Maybe I'm being paranoid, but are they using us as guinea pigs for their bigger, more nefarious?
There is no doubt, sir, that it's accelerating the aging process and cutting decades off girls' lives, all the hormones. But again, they want to feminize men so it doubles down on the women. That's what's happening. I appreciate your call. Good point, sir. From Puerto Rico, beautiful island. We're going to come back and talk to Dave, Jerome, Sid, Rob, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I'm also going to get into California's smartphone kill switch proposal going nationwide. This is where they can remote control everything in your house, not just your so-called smartphone that's really a computer. Confirmed Fukushima radiation reaches west coast of Canada. That is all coming up and more. Mike Adams will be with us for 15 minutes at the start of the next hour, talking about Google, robots, Kurzweil's AI, and why self-aware machines will inevitably seek to destroy humanity. Stay with us. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
With a little know-how, virtually anyone can hack or track a wireless device.
It's Keith from Block It Pocket with a warning about hackers and Big Brother monitoring your mobile device.
Block It Pocket essentially blocks out any outgoing or incoming signals. Yes, even when the phone is off and the battery removed.
Protect your privacy. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Visit blockitpocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some more of the news that just went up on InfoWars.com. Pollster, top pollster in the U.S., Kiev-style revolt coming to America. But the last thing we want, there's video of it too, is for the controlled kleptocratic left to hijack that and bring in a really hardcore tyranny. You see, they can create the atmosphere for a revolt and then hijack it. Former presidential advisor says soft corruption will lead to domestic disorder. Pollster and former presidential advisor Pat Caddell warns that the rise of soft oppression and corruption in the United States will facilitate a violent Kiev-style uprising in the streets of America. He's the same guy that said last week correctly that Republican leadership is going after the Tea Party, and that's why they won't investigate the IRS persecution. Because they want it to continue. What we're seeing in the world in Kiev is American values at work. These people and the rest of the world are saying, we're not putting up with this, and we'll put our lives on it. And I agree that the Ukrainian government was corrupt, but the last Western-backed government was corrupt too. And George Soros and the West are in there with the State Department stirring it up, it'll end up being worse. I mean, that's what I'm saying. And it starts a confrontation with Russia. We shouldn't be involved, is my point. In this country, a populace equally dissatisfied with its political class and its leadership, we don't have the same overt oppression, but we have a very soft oppression of complacency and corruption, he added. Cadell then made a bold claim of jaw-dropping scenes of rioting or civil war witnessed over the past few weeks on the streets of Kiev were coming to America. And here's the quote. And the American people, what you're seeing there, they need their own outlet for that. It's a warning because it's coming. Full video and more of the transcript up on Infowars.com. I think that's a newsworthy story. And what's also newsworthy and ties into this is what the Southern Poverty Law Center came out a few days ago and said. More than half of white Americans are anti-black, and they use some weird flim-flam numbers that they dug up to say that. Now, you're saying, what does that have to do with revolt in Kiev and the Tea Party? Their only hope socially is to get everybody divided on race, religion, region, sexual preference, make that the issue so all the other rights can be taken, and then we just fight over those and only see discrimination as coming from a racial or religious component, not foreign banks looting us of tens of trillions of dollars a year, not foreign banks getting rid of our due process and looting our bank accounts and stealing our pension funds, not globalists using our tax money to fund all these wars. They don't want us thinking along those lines. They want us only thinking racially. And that's the divide and conquer strategy. They don't want us thinking about things like this either. In Mississippi, 72% of babies aborted are black. 26.6% are white. So you can't get a black organization like the NAACP and all these groups run by the globalists to talk about that. You can't get one Hispanic group to talk about the forced inoculation of every girl in Mexico with Gardasil on record that will cause autoimmune disorders in their reproductive tract and will actually kill a lot of them, and that's on record. Now, see, I don't want unlimited illegal aliens from Latin America here because they're ignorant. They have been dumbed down in a political system of fraud, just like Americans, and they will vote to take my guns. They will vote to go along with the system, and that's on record. But I don't want them to be dead. I care about them. But see, at a racial level, it feels better just to hate me because I'm white. It's like, okay, go ahead and abort the, you know, and go ahead and sterilize the Hispanic women. You know, that's loving and liberal. But if you don't want us to come here and get free welfare and have our babies free and then vote to take your guns, well, then you're a racist. The truth is, I don't like the political mindset of people in Latin America that have been taught that the only way to revolt is a.k.a. Che Guevara communism. The truth is, if you weren't on welfare on average, and if you weren't voting for political collectivism and my enslavement, we need 30 million people from Mexico here because we've aborted the Hispanic black and white babies, 55 million of them. So it's what's going on between your ears that I don't like, not the color of your skin. And here it is right here, 72% of black babies aborted. But you're never going to hear the Southern Poverty Law Center that claims they care about black people. Oprah Winfrey is going to be financing a new Martin Luther King movie. You know, that's going to be a bunch of race baiting. They'll probably have Martin Luther King give a speech and say, you know, you judge people on their color and what group they're part of, not on the character of their deeds. Of course, he said you don't judge people on their color. You judge them on the content and character of their deeds and what they stand for. But this is how these groups are operating, erasing history. Let's go ahead and play a clip of the Southern Poverty Law Center with its hundreds of millions a year and taxpayer money and the rest of it that demonize yours truly and others and imply I'm a racist, deeply racist, as MSNBC says. Here they are race baiting, saying half of whites, that's the half that vote Republican, are fundamentally anti-black. even though they're fundamentally against aborting black babies, they still are fundamentally against blacks. Because, you know, if you want to chop a baby up, a black baby, that's loving and liberal. If you're against it, it's because you're racist. Let's go ahead and go to the race pimp, the race hustler, Potok.
Now, there's polling that shows that both implicit and explicit anti-black attitudes among American whites have gone up quite significantly between 2008 and 2012, to the point where now more than half of white Americans have these anti-black attitudes.
Half of white Americans
I think that's the real evidence.
All right, Raihan, half of white Americans have anti-black attitudes?
All right, are you white? Did you wake up this morning? You're racist. And I know the polls he's talking about, they're in Gallup and others. No, you had a majority of whites that voted to elect Barack Obama. And then everything turned into race baiting, and everybody got told how racist they were. And even liberal, bleeding heart, self-loathing white people are now getting mad and getting sick of being called names, getting sick of being made fun of in the media, getting sick of being attacked because we're white. And people act like white people can't even turn on a light switch. People act like white people are like the dumbest scum of the earth and beat them up, shoot them, attack them. Aha, you're white. White people are under attack in this country because the majority is the minorities. You put the minorities together in this country now, they're the majority. And then the majority of women, no matter what color they are, vote for gun control, open borders, total socialism, drones, enslavement. And that's why they think they've won, folks. And now they're going to make it all about race politics. And Homeland Security is for gun owners. Homeland Security is for returning veterans. Homeland Security is for the Tea Party, which they've branded as white, hoping, quote, minorities don't get involved in it and feel welcome in it. Because we can all be unified around a culture of liberty and get past what color we are. That's what scares the system, is real liberal Thomas Jeffersonian type ideas. Dave in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, Barack, who's not sane, will bomb us.
Well, I think he's pretty sane, though. I mean, you know, he's helping bring down the country for the globalists, doing a great job.
I say Barack, who's insane, will bomb us, and I think he's going to use one of those nukes that he stole and detonated the one off of the coast of the Carolinas. But I called yesterday, and I really thought I'd like to get my info back out. Because we were in overdrive and that doesn't get replayed.
Oh, well, listen, here's the deal. I got one pet peeve with callers. Everybody calls and does a call screening with me on air. They say, I want to talk about this. Is that okay? Listen, brother, you're on air right now. Go ahead and make a point.
I'd like to address Kevin again. I think Kevin lost faith in himself. He's been listening for 17. I've been listening for 15. My brother Gordy introduced me to you in 99.
I know Gordy. He used to live down in Austin. He moved back up there, didn't he?
Yes, he still lives in Austin. Kevin lost faith in himself because he hasn't done anything with the information that you put out. I believe your role is a messenger. And you are putting out that info war, and you are turning hearts and minds, and you are doing an awesome job. I'd like to tell you what I'm doing to resist. I'm using your sponsors. By the way, we've been making our own silver for probably 6 years from silverlungs.com, and we learned about them from you. And I haven't been sick, or my family hasn't been sick, since we've been making our own silver.
I've been doing the silver lungs myself.
But before you go see that eye, ears, nose, and throat guy that you got, my brother-in-law saw a good one when he had a sore throat, and he ended up having tonsil cancer. He let them take his tonsils. They poured radiation down his throat. A year later, when he said he was healed, he went back for a checkout, and guess what? He had a growth on his thyroid, which was inconclusive when they checked it for cancer, but he still let him take the growth off of his thyroid. So, you know, people are... and then back to the vaccine. My daughter, thanks to your info, okay, my daughter had my first grandson. He's a year old. He hasn't been vaccinated because of your info. He's never been sick a day in his life. He's been around, you know, at parties at bowling alleys with six people all around him, picking him up, playing with his toys, touching him. He hasn't even had a cold yet, Alex, because he hasn't been vaccinated. All his cousins, they've all been
vaccinated. Oh, I know. My children are so healthy compared to other children because they haven't been vaccinated. It's just incredible. You read the vaccine inserts, it says it doesn't even protect you. Good to hear from you. Rob, you're up next.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Lad Mandiola. I've been a loyal listener to this network for a while, and I want to apologize if what I'm about to say comes across as a sales pitch. A few years ago, I came across an incredible knife, and made it even better, that uses the patented Emerson waved feature. We call it the 599 Fox Karambit knife. Now, I'm not looking for you to buy anything. All I'm asking you to do is go onto our site at theultimateknife.com and click on our rotating banner that says free training videos. I'm so confident that you'll love those videos and love this knife that I'm giving a 7-day trial guarantee, and you'll see why this is one of the fastest one-handed deployable defense knives on the market. And if you're as concerned as I am about legislation that's pushing to try to take our rights to bear arms, then you need to watch these free training videos. Also, as a listener, we're also giving away free shipping. Just type in radio at checkout. Again, go onto our site at www.theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com. Thank you for listening.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Officially come out on their own website, it links to it on Infowars.com, and said they're going to take money out of your bank account, your paycheck, you name it, with penalties and interest if you don't get Obamacare or pay the $5,000 fine. Barry Reid's response, and the Weekly Standard has the report. In fact, you guys grab this video. It's pretty powerful. Oh, we have the video? Great. We'll play. Yes, yes. Harry Reid denies all Obamacare horror stories and says all are untrue. Just like there were no death panels, just like you could keep your doctor, just like Obama swore he wouldn't come after any of your guns, not your handgun, not your shotgun, not your rifle, just like he wasn't going to sign the NDAA. Turns out he wrote it and did sign it. It is an act of total betrayal, hoping that the public doesn't pay attention to what they're doing. Here he is, Harry Reid.
Despite all that good news, there's plenty of horror stories being told. All of them are untrue. They're being told all over America. The leukemia patient whose insurance policy was canceled would die without her medication. Mr. President, that's an ad being paid for by two billionaire brothers. It's absolutely false. Or the woman whose insurance policy went up $700 a month.
Huh.
Ads paid for around America by the multi-billionaire Koch brothers. And the
hold on a minute. Back this up to the beginning. Back it up to the beginning, please. Ladies and gentlemen, my dad, in the last 6 months since Obamacare went in, every 2 months he gets a letter, I've shown him on air, where his insurance goes up 35%. So it's now gone up over 100% in 6 months. He's gotten three letters, 35, 35, 35. Do the math. That's over 100% increase. And it is totally outrageous. My insurance through GCN, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota, gone way up. I mean, I can show you the stub. Everybody out there knows it's going up. We showed you the letters from Humana in Texas where it's gone up 500%+. It's not debated that it's going up. It's not debated. But he just gets up there and says the horror stories are all frauds, and the Koch brothers that funded Bill Clinton, I should add, they're running ads against it. What? The Walmart's for Obamacare. I always love the mythical Koch brothers and all they supposedly run when they just hedge their bets and buy both parties. It makes me want to throw up. I just can't handle it anymore. Michigan Democrat Rep. Gary Peters threatens TV station license over Obamacare ad where the woman simply talks about how she lost her doctor she liked. Remember, first Obama said he never said you could keep your doctor. Then he had, okay, I did say that. I mean, these people just tell such whopping lies. Let's go back to Harry Reid. Here it is.
Despite all that good news, there's plenty of horror stories being told. All of them are untrue.
Oh.
They're being told all over America.
That's enough.
The leukemia patient whose insurance...
Well, he sure paused there, didn't he? When he told that whopper, 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 whopper. And you know, when you go into court and things, it's all about how you act calm and nice and that you're dressed nice. That's who the jury will go with, not the facts in modern America. What about the facts? Well, just Harry's a nice little old man, and he says there are no horror stories. Folks, we told you it was a foreign tax. The Supreme Court ruled that. We told you the IRS was going to enforce it. It was in the bill. It's law. Obama said they wouldn't do it. It's in the news today. The shared responsibility tax with penalties and interest implemented by the IRS. You know, if you don't pay that $5,000 in a year, it'll be like $15,000. And folks, nobody, and hey, when all this happens, they're just going to say, oh, well, that's a minority of people, or, oh, they're just Tea Party people, or, oh, no, this isn't happening to anyone. We're on the IRS website right now, if you're a TV viewer. Questions and answers on the individual shared responsibility provision. This is IRS.gov, okay? The provision applies to individuals of all ages, including children, the adult or married couple who can claim a child or another individual as dependent for federal income tax purposes is responsible for making for the payment if the dependent does not have coverage or an exemption. When does the individual shared responsibility provision go into effect? 2014. They go on to say you will be taxed in 2015 by the IRS if you don't get the insurance and listed on your form. See, they're going to be the new police of everything. That's IRS. IRS.gov, Harry Reid. Is that a horror story? Is that real? You bet it is, you little lion, gangster, thug, scumbag.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Liars, liars, liars. You've been lied to a lot. You can't make money in today's market, or the market's too risky. Not true. At least not the way I do it. $100 at a time. I'm Anthony Lowell, inventor of the low-risk trading system, and I'm killing the market right now. I often make $1,000 a day, never risking more than $100. I'm so confident you can make money my way that I'll give you my complete $1,000 system absolutely free.
I was afraid of the markets, not anymore.
I'm not rich, but I risked $100, and it worked.
To me, this is the most sensible, safe way to make money.
This is a proven, low-risk way to make money, and I want to give it to you free.
Visit FreeSystem101.com. The first 500 visitors to FreeSystem101.com will receive Making Money in a Bad Economy. That's FreeSystem101.com. Don't miss this opportunity. It's free. FreeSystem101.com. Please read the full risk disclosure on the free membership site.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Then we return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News and the InfoWars Nightly News team, led by David Knight, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Darren McBreen, Rob Dew, Marcos Morales, and many others, like good old John Bowne. That's weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Want to thank all the subscribers. You're listening to InfoWars Live with yours truly, Alex Jones. Now, we've got this next guest on for about 10 minutes, and I'll go back to your calls, Rob and Sid and Lee and Jerome and Cliff and everybody that is patiently holding. Then we have Mike Adams popping in on the rise of the robots, and Ray Kurzweil saying he's getting ready to merge with machines. We'll also get his take on the so-called polio outbreaks, with people being vaccinated in the western part of the United States. But I wanted to get this gentleman on. This story was put out last week by Kit Daniels and went viral. Man wearing pro-gun T-shirt thrown out of voting booth An attack on free speech, election official, not servant, says man can't vote because of shirt. Problem was he wasn't an illegal alien. Now, what the law says in this state and other states is that you can't have a political shirt about who to vote for, but you can certainly have one that says Second Amendment. That'd be like having a shirt that said First Amendment. This is the same thing where in public schools, they won't let a valedictorian say they thank God, or a football player that wins say they thank God, or people can't hand out Christmas cards. That's your free speech. That's you personally. You have free association. It's that the school itself can't put out an official religion if it has state funding under separation of church and state. So they turn that around backwards. But that's a separate issue. This is just a First Amendment issue straight up. Chris Driscoll, tell us about yourself. He joins us via video Skype. And break down what happened, the town you were in, and KVUE television also picked this up. So this report's been confirmed. This is going on. Are they trying to back up what they did to you?
No, I haven't heard anything from the local officials. And I want to say thanks, Alex, for allowing me on your show. Pretty much what I just believe it's just another attack on free speech and voting rights. Through the color of law, and just another example of demonization of gun owners. On Tuesday, February the 18th, I went in to early vote, and I was wearing this particular shirt. And as I was entering the polling area, they were asking me, which ballot I was going to be voting for in the Republican or Democratic primary. And, I heard a man back behind me state that I couldn't vote with that shirt on. There was another female voice that agreed with him. And then they said, sir, you can't vote with that shirt on. You'll have to turn it inside out or you won't be able to vote. At first, I was kind of dumbfounded. It kind of shocked me, and they told me I could go into another room, turn it inside out. For a moment, I actually entered that room, and then got a little bit of clear thinking, and I decided, no, that this isn't right. I'm not, and so I stepped out and told them I'm not turning anything inside out, and that, and I chose to leave at that time. Looking back later, I might have. Kind of looking back on the situation, if I had to do it again, I probably would have challenged it a little bit more.
That's right. But that's right. Because they were trying to violate your civil rights, keeping you from voting, discriminating against you because you had a shirt that said Second Amendment 1789. In fact, show TV viewers that are watching on Skype the shirt, and I'll describe it. It says the Second Amendment, America's original homeland security, 1789. With shotguns crossed with a skull over it. And I just don't know that. I mean, that is not a electioneering. That's not a candidate shirt that you're wearing.
Well, at the time I did ask, I asked the man, the poll worker there that was telling me to turn the shirt inside out. I asked him why. And, you know, he didn't get into the fact that there was some type of, that there was a proposition on the Republican ballot stating that Texans should support Second Amendment liberties by expanding locations where concealed handgun license holders may legally carry. He just told me real quickly, well, that's political and you can't wear anything political in here.
But it's not political. It's a basic right. And clearly it was discriminatory. I wonder if you'd have been allowed to wear an Obama shirt in there.
Yeah. Who knows what? And, you know, I had a comment when someone asked me, you know, it stated that, you know, would they have turned away a Marine Corps shirt because it had a picture of a gun on it? You know, who knows? But I can tell you that it seemed like the tone of his voice and the way that he stated his reasoning and the way that he spoke. Definitely seemed like, to me, it seemed like he had a major problem with my T-shirt. You know, my shirt didn't advocate for no party, candidate, or ballot measure. It was just stating a law and a fact, the Second Amendment, If it had said something about, you know, vote yes or no on Proposition 2, and then once again, it's just a proposition. These propositions, they don't elect anyone. They don't determine any type of law. They're just really, they're just an opinion. They're just a poll. So I think I really think that they just kind of stressed the law here, and under the color of law, I think they may have done something illegal.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. Well, Chris, thanks for your testimony. Where is this going from here? I mean, I guess next time you'll try to wear your Second Amendment shirt back in there again.
I probably will, or you know, I have various other shirts, and really, you know, a lot of people are thinking that I did this on purpose, or I was trying to drum up some publicity. Honestly, I just put the shirt on that morning. I went to have breakfast, and on my way back, I live fairly close to the courthouse. I saw that the early voting was happening, and I happened to have my voter registration card with me that I had recently gotten in the mail, so I went in and voted. If I would have been on a mission here, I probably would have been arrested. But,
sure. Well, they always try to turn things around. We see young men kicked out of school because they're wearing an NRA shirt saying the right that defends the rest. We see the NFL banning pro-gun ads but allowing video game ads showing mass murder. I mean, we see real discrimination against the free speech, the First Amendment, to defend the Second. So they're trying to destroy our Second by restricting our First, and I'm glad you spoke out and drew attention to this. Thank you so much for spending time with us, Mr. Driscoll.
I appreciate it, and I want to leave you with a favorite quote of mine from Thomas Jefferson. States, all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent.
That's right. Any other points you'd like to make?
No, sir. I do appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much for joining us. All right, folks. We just wanted to get him on testimony to see another example of the persecution of the Second Amendment. And it happens a lot where, again, you're shooting on your own ranch. Your neighbors aren't from a rural area. They call the police on you. The police still respond and act like you've done something wrong. People wearing shirts with guns on them get questioned or thrown out of shopping malls. And, again, it's only the image of a citizen with a gun that has been made to be anathema and so evil, not the image of the state with guns. I'm going to get into what's happening in the Ukraine and California smartphone kill switch proposal going nationwide here in just a moment, and then your phone calls ahead of two special guests joining us coming up, one on Skype, one on in studio, the Austin police chief, Arde Saveda. But before we go any further, when you talk about the First Amendment, it's important to realize that it defends the Second, and then it's important to realize that the Second defends the First, and vice versa. They're all in mutual defense of each other. We came out with two new shirts that are the bestseller of all time at InfoWarsStore.com, which is great. It funds our operation and gets the word out. It says Molon Labe in Greek, and then under it, it's got a very handsome Spartan helmet turned on its side or at an edge. And then it's got two crossed M4, 223, M16 variants with the victory laurel wreath on both sides. And then says InfoWars under it. And on the back, it says InfoWars 1776 in Roman numerals. Then we have another version that just says InfoWars on the front and Molon Labe on the back. But obviously the best seller is the Molon Labe by itself. And I came up with this design. I like this design, and it's made in America, really nice fabric, and very, very affordable for how much this cost us to have our madein1776.com line of products. And you can go to madein1776.com or link through to InfoWarsStore.com to the madein1776 area and see photos. We'll go ahead and click on that, of Leanne McAdoo sporting the new female Molon Labe version that is gold foil sprayed on. It looks like it's been spray painted on. An awesome Made in America shirt. Absolutely fabulous with our reporter wearing it. And that is, it's a female cut shirt. It is awesome, awesome, awesome on every single front. And so this is what all the lovely and little ladies in your life and fiery patriot ladies in your life need to have is this new Bolan Labe. The male one is kind of a bronze, not sparkly, you know, male. But the female is this gold foil. And it's got little splatter marks on it and stuff. In fact, we should probably put some more photos up there, Leanne, up close. People can really see what the pattern looks like. This is the best Bolan Labe shirt out there, bar none. InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, we have the Super Male Vitality, 15% off. You've heard the rave reviews. We have the Fluoride Shield. We have the Survival Shield. We have the great Southern Mexico High Mountain grown in the organic volcanic soil. Two different blends of coffee that are my personal favorites. We got the Wake Up America coffee, Jones for it. And we fund our operation and support the First and Second Amendment, all the other amendments here. Thanks to you financially supporting us. We couldn't do it without you, so thank you. I salute all of you that do support us. You can also call toll-free to ask any questions or order via the telephone, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We are funded by you. We are funded by high-quality products that we bring forward, the best we can find, the best prices, in a win-win situation. And people just keep reordering the apparel, the coffee, the InfoWars Life products, the books, the videos. We don't carry crud. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates as well. Spread the word about the broadcast. Become a local sponsor. Thank the local sponsors. That's how you can keep us on the air in your area and get us expanded. So, again, I want to thank those affiliates and sponsors as well. Okay, thanks for holding. Rob in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Big-time supporter, Prison Planet member, Iodine, just buying a shirt online. But let me make Kevin a big deal, but his call yesterday kind of struck a chord with me. And
for those that don't know, tell folks what Kevin said. He said he's been listening 17 years, and I'm not doing enough. I'm not coming up with solutions, and I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think where he's going with this is you're fighting the fight here. I think he wants you to be William Wallace, and you're more of a Paul Revere type of you're alerting everybody. And it's frustrating. It's what a burden to be awake, but I mean, it's also very invigorating. So, you know, when you see all these things going on and you've been spot on, you've been 80% on, another 20%, you probably stopped or caused it to veer off. And I don't know how much time you spend thinking about. You know, I know you don't pat yourself on the back, but I know that at some point you have to say, man, a job well done. We've diverted another thing, the subway thing. I know that wasn't all of you and your listeners, but boy, I tell you, you guys jumped on a cause and look what happened.
Oh, no, listen, our listeners, not just the show, I mean, my writers and our team, we've been at the forefront of being the only people to challenge official narratives, and then it turns out time and time again we were correct. That's a dangerous position to be in, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. And I can only speculate on what he's thinking when he talked about Kaiser and Ventura and all those guys. And I listen to those guys as well and have for years. And they're probably scared to death that you are so spot on. And maybe they do pick and choose, like you say, you pick and choose your battles. Maybe they pick and choose when they want to be your buddy. I've never heard any derogatory things from them. Obviously,
yeah, I just think it was a big distractionary call. We've got wide open phones here, but it doesn't matter. What are we going to do about the NSA spying on us without warrants and using economic data to corner markets and destroy freedom? What are we going to do about fluoride in the water? What are we going to do about the North American Union and the globalists trying to get rid of the borders? What are we going to do about the attack on the Second Amendment? What are we going to do about our government funding Al-Qaeda? What are we going to do about Obamacare wrecking the economy and cheating people? What are we going to do about the Republican leadership working with Obama? What are we going to do about Benghazi and Fast and Furious and all the rest of the big issues? But I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Rob. You don't need to call in and defend me. You know, I've said this over and over again, folks. Cass Sunstein wrote this 6 years ago at the White House. He said, we go out and attack liberty leaders and alternative media. People will then defend them, and then we'll make the whole news cycle about defending themselves rather than covering news. So don't defend me. I'm here to get the word out and to get people debating it. I'm not here to win a popularity contest. Okay? Let's talk to Sid in Texas. Sid, you're on the air. Go ahead.
That's my rebel yell for you there, Alex.
Ha-ha!
I got some advice for you, man. I was at the gun rally, and to be honest, I'd be at any rally you supported, man. I understand that you want to be the canary in the coal mine or whatever, but we need leaders. We need people to tell us what to do. People are thirsting for this stuff. We don't know what to do. I don't have...
Well, time. I mean, listen, we went down and did an open carry deal at the Alamo, gave the first speech there since it happened in 1836, because they haven't allowed speeches there with Jerry Patterson. Thought he did a great job. And we open carried and made national news. That's just one more battle out of thousands in the overall war. But, I mean, I'm running my own life here in my own operation. I'm trying to just get people informed about what's going on. I mean, what else can I do? Because I'm not screening your calls, and I'm just getting call after call saying, you know, lead us. What do we do?
Well, hey, other people have ideas. Filter through the good ones. Put them on your website. Give us.
Okay, well, I'm trying. I can't even – we tried to redesign the website, and it's got a few bugs. We're working on it again. I just think people overestimate what I can do. I appreciate your call. I sometimes we have amazing calls. Sometimes we have bad calls. Sometimes we just have frustrating calls because – they just call in and say, what do we do? What do we do? And we change the culture. We start valuing liberty again. We inform people that the globalists don't have their best interest at heart and are converting us from a free society to a tyranny. But I can't change anything if the public's not informed. So I'm here trying to point out what's going on.
Huge Mountain House sale at Emergency Essentials. Right now, get 25% off every can. Go to BePrepared.com for the guaranteed lowest price you'll find anywhere. Mountain House freeze-dried meals are famous for their proven 25-year shelf life, delicious flavors, and easy preparation. This week only, save 25% on over 30 Mountain House varieties. For the best selection, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Now, I'm not mad at the earlier callers, but when I opened the phones up, I said, I want to get your take on Obamacare and the IRS officially saying they're going to take money out of your bank account and give you penalties and interest if you don't get the insurance or pay the $5,000 a year fine. And it's even bigger for families. I mean, this is a big deal. and it's in Americans for Tax Reform article on drudgereport.com, and you link through to irs.gov, and it's all right there. I've got, I think it's Kit doing it, might be a Don doing it, doing an article, our own article, showing when they denied this last year when they passed the legislation versus what was in the bill and then what they're now doing. But that's what's frustrating is this should die on its own. It's clearly unconstitutional. It's clearly a fraud. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. It's clearly a scam. And now Obama is saying he will implement whatever he wants by piecemeal, which is dictatorial. And speaking of dictatorial, there's video of this. Obama eases penalties for businesses hiring illegal immigrants. 40% decrease in fines belies rhetoric. That's a Washington Times article. And expanding on that, they're already giving illegals all over the country driver's license. They're letting them vote. And then Joe Biden comes out and says that it's racist if you don't want illegals to be voting. I mean, this is the type of stuff that we're dealing with as a society. And it's very, very frustrating to see the lawlessness of this. But then meanwhile, you don't, you know, put your seatbelt on, they'll take you to jail now. That's what a tyranny is, where petty stuff, they catch the general public in, they pass all these laws, make everybody a criminal, but then the elites are all exempt from what they put on the people, just like Congress is across the board. We're going to go to your calls coming up in the next segment, and Mike Adams is joining us, but I wanted to, you know what, I'll hit the Putin stuff after that. I want to go to some phone calls right now, but Putin orders combat readiness tests for Western Central Russian troops. They sent troops into areas of Ukraine. Russian troops take up positions as Ukraine teeters on the edge of civil war. That's just some of the news up on InfoWars.com. InfoWars announces the winner of We Will Resist TSA NSA Tyranny 10K Film Contest. You can see the winner up there. Continuing, NATO responds to Russian mobilization over Ukraine, pledges to assist with democratic reforms after violent coup. Confirmed, Fukushima radiation reaches the west coast of Canada. That's just some of the news up on InfoWars.com. This is a big story by Watson. Activists predict Ukraine-style uprising in China, and now they're predicting uprisings here in the United States as well. And in fact, that's red linked on InfoWars.com. Pollster, Kiev-style revolt coming to America. Let's jam in one call before we go to break. Lee in Canada, you want to talk about Ukraine?
Hi, Alex. Okay, my call is about, I read Zbigniew Brzezinski's The Grand Shift. I'm currently going to start his, and I'm going to start his new book, The Second Chance. You know, his blueprint's just there for everybody to see, you know, controlling Central Eurasia, which, you know, to some extent, I'd say they're probably 70-80% in control of now. So, you know, the whole plan is dividing. I actually set up a map in my house, okay, and I've put a lot of the new, I mean, how many bases would you say, Alex, the Americans have gotten in the last 10 years overseas?
I don't know, there's like 700.
Okay, well, you know, and you draw up, if you put an attack at every country or every base mill, and, you know, I obviously can't put 700. I don't have that kind of research behind me, but it's very...
700 or so, and those are used for narcotics trafficking, white slavery, you name it. Tell you what, stay there, I'm going to come back to you. Third hour coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.